I was looking for someone to interview with a deep appreciation for Catalina history, but all my leads were coming up dry. So I asked a local librarian for help, and within half an hour...
Hello, my name is Sandra Putnam. I was born and raised here. My family's been here since 1919, and I do live here, and I would be delighted to help you out, talk to you about anything or anything else you want to talk about.
A few days later, I was in Catalina. Sandy volunteered to pick me up in her golf cart to show me around the island, after giving me a bit of homework. Okay, so it's another gorgeous day in Catalina. She's dropped off three huge hardcover books all about Catalina history. You'd think I'm staying here for like a six-month fellowship based on the information she's given me, so... Golf cart is the preferred way to get around Catalina, a small island off the coast of California. Sandra waves and greets nearly everyone. After 80 years as a Catalina native, she knows a lot of folks.
Excuse me.
You can stop and talk to him if you want.
No. He actually, that's just next door to me, three doors away.
These are some... Yeah. Hairpin turns. How's your depth perception going, Sandra?
Well, these hopes were all going to see.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Sandra is taking her role as my Catalina tour guide very seriously.
What were the units for?
For the Chicago Cubs, because this used to be the Chicago Cubs training field. Now they've turned it into a parking lot.
As we drove, Sandra told me about her life. She's traveled the world, speaks four languages, studied in Georgetown, and lived in LA for a stint. But the island has always called her back. She's entrenched in the fabric of the local life here, giving history talks at the local library, involved in preservation, and civically engaged in the community. She even ran for office at the age of 72.
Oh, why don't we pull over and talk about it so we don't get...
I want to pull over someplace that's prettier.
Oh, okay. Great.
I know it's loud. There's the
hospital. Our first stop is the bird park.
And Mrs. Wrigley especially liked birds. And they opened this in 1929. They built this. So this has a lot of Catalina tile.
We're here for the famous Catalina tile, which you can see on the walls and blocks embedded into the steps. The building resembles a mix of Spanish and Art Deco Revival styles, which was everywhere in California in the 20s. The black iron gates are closed, but you can see a giant cage from outside. Once upon a time, this was the biggest bird park in the world.
They had talking Jimmy, the talking minor bird. He was very famous. So they were from everywhere in the world.
Gage. They're no longer birds, right?
That was later on in the history here. They had in the mid-60s, they had a committee that...
Sandra tells me about how all sorts of exotic birds were shipped off the island in 1966. And this giant bird cage? Now it's a preschool. Our next stop is the Chimes Tower, where Sandra tells me about the historical gossip that happened in the 1930s between the island's owners, the Wrigleys, and the famous author, Zane Grey.
But there was kind of like a rumor, but that Mrs. Wrigley didn't like him, he didn't like her or something, so that's why she built them here to annoy him. But you could look in there and see part of the chimes.
Oh.
We also stopped at Catalina's Nature Center. At this point, I wanted to get to know Sandy better, but she insisted on taking me to another location, up the canyon covered in trees.
It is kind of wild out here. Really beautiful to kind of walk around.
This is the Conservancy, Catalina Conservancy. It's an interpretive center. It's a county-financed, built building that somehow they were going to use it as a senior center. But you can see how far it is from town. So seniors, yeah, if you've got a golf cart or something, you can get here. But otherwise, it's a long walk for senior citizens.
It's not easy being old anywhere. But on Catalina, it's especially hard.
Is that distressing to you at all at your age, if you don't mind me saying? I know you're very a very active 80-year-old, you know?
No, it doesn't distress me, but it's just a reality. I mean, that has to be in the back of your mind. I mean, if you have something, well, who knows? You can have any kind of an accident, even if you're healthy. So you just don't know. And there's a lot of services not available here.
Has your friend group completely changed by who's come here, who's there?
Because I'm getting to be the oldest one. Most of my good friends are in their 50s.
Sandra takes us to our last stop, her home.
Oh, this asshole. Oh, good. He can't park today. Anyway, let's go get my car.
What is all this stuff, Sandy?
These are all Catalina tiles, and these are the colors. This basically is a sampler of most of the colors.
And that's when I see her true passion come through. Her home was all pottery, wall to wall. She said she'd had a leak in the upstairs bathroom and was sorting all her papers, so she had to move everything downstairs. There was barely any room to walk, but you could see gorgeous Catalina ephemera of all sorts peeking through the chaos.
And what are these big? These are gorgeous.
These came out of the Catherine Hotel. It was rescued by a friend of mine who gave it to me. It was offered to the museum, and the museum director wanted it disappeared. So John disappeared it.
Why here. Did he want it disappeared?
Because he didn't care about Catalina.
In Pakistan, we have a saying, Dil mein jagah honi chahiye. It means you can make it work if there's room in your heart. And even though there's no space in Sandra's house right now, there's plenty in her heart.
I get involved with people who are my friends or become my friends, like hopefully you too. But I get involved with people. I like to help people. But it gives me a lot of satisfaction to be able to help somebody.
Sandra is a living archive of Catalina's local history. While others her age are slowing down, she's full of energy, intelligence, and warmth. It was a gift to try and keep up with her.
Is there anything I should know about your journey in Catalina before we close out?
That it's not done yet, and I hope you'll come back and we'll continue this conversation.
That sounds great. Sounds like a date. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Sandra drops me off. She tells me to call her if I need anything. Then she fires up a golf cart and rides off to whatever Catalina project needs her next. For the Transom Storytelling Workshop, I'm Tanya Muhammad.